This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1120. These plural nouns ruin grammar scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
This news is not to be missed. Today, you'll learn a grammar tip that can help you avoid a common error on both IELTS writing and speaking. Find out which plural nouns are actually singular so you don't make huge mistakes on test day.
Hey, Aubrey, how's it going today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm awesome. You guys, we're recording this to be on our YouTube channel as well. We do this for 2 episodes a week now, guys. So in addition to following the podcast, you can also follow us on IELTS Energy TV, guys. And I want to quickly remind you before we get into today's grammar lesson, because grammar is very important and very popular among students. So we're going to bring you some surprising grammar news, I'm going to say. I want to remind you about our IELTS quiz. Aubrey, what's this IELTS quiz thing we have?
Yes. So Jessica actually made this. Sometimes I feel like I take credit accidentally. I need to give you credit, Jessica. Your former examiner skills were all crammed into this amazing two-minute quiz.
This is how I type and I work. You guys, you have to see this on YouTube. We're just
what were my hands doing? They're like chipmunk, like T-Rex hands. I don't know what that was.
They did look like teeth. Okay, we're enjoying the video portion way
too much.
Beaver
teeth. Right. So Jessica created this two-minute quiz that you can take to find out what your level is right now, because we do have a lot of students who, when they first study IELTS, they want to know, where am I at right now? What level am I at? And yes, it's extremely helpful. You can use this quiz to figure out where you're at, what types of resources you should be studying. And then we provide those free resources at your level. So if you haven't yet, you definitely need to check it out, guys. allearsenglish.com/IELTS quiz.
Awesome. All right. So Aubrey noticed a sentence in a recent student essay, guys, and the grammar is so tricky in this sentence. And it's something that it's so easy to make mistakes with this stuff, guys, because English can be terrible. English is so hard. Like, there's so many exceptions. So we're going to talk about nouns today that look like plural nouns because there is an S at the end, but actually the grammar around them, they are treated as singular nouns. These can be referred to as group nouns, and we treat them as singular units as far as grammar goes. So like the subject-verb agreement, right? They're singular for all intents and purposes.
Yes, it's so true. And this is very high level. This student is very high level. Her essays are very impressive, but anyone can make this mistake. Natives probably even make this mistake because it is complicated.
Possibly.
And it is worth being aware of because you should be checking your subject verb agreement when you proofread your essays. A lot of times we say, don't focus on the grammar, but there are specific things you should double check when you proofread your essay. And subject verb agreement is one of them. Get this
Definitely.
Right.
Subject verb agreement and verb tense. If you don't have time for anything else, you need to check those two things, guys, because they're the most noticeable mistakes, right? These are the things that are kind of the basic things that all examiners will be like, okay, too many of those mistakes. So guys, the nouns we're going to teach you today that you must treat as singular, these are nouns that we could really see you using in speaking or writing on IELTS. We're not going to teach you stuff that you probably won't use because that's a waste of time. So we really worked hard, guys, to find things that you'll probably use so you won't make these mistakes. So let's start by reading the sentence from the student essay, guys. So listen to Aubrey read the sentence, and I want you to try and guess what the mistakes are.
Yes, I'm reading this with errors. The primary reason that televised and printed media should cease showing celebrity news, as I see it, is that a huge percentage of society watch and read them often.
Okay, fantastic. So Guys, I wonder if you caught those mistakes. So here is something that I have seen in other essays, right? News.
Oh, yeah.
News has an S. So it seems like it should be plural, right? So the student used the pronoun them to refer to the news. No, it should be it. News is singular. There's not like, we don't say, oh, I have one new and two news. That it doesn't make any sense. So when we say news, it's the same as saying the media, right? These are treated as singular.
Yeah, exactly, right? There is no plural version. That's a singular, yeah, just a group noun. Like you said, it is complicated. So the way to fix that sentence would be celebrity news as I see it is to read it often.
Yes. And before we get into more nouns that are commonly confused, there's one more easy to make mistake in this sentence where she or he says a huge percentage of society watch, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a huge percentage, so it should be watches and reads. So yep. A couple noticeable errors there, but errors that are made all the time. But that's why you guys follow IELTS Energy, so you won't make these mistakes. So, okay, we talked about news, right? So here's another example. The news is bad, right? These are sentences that you could definitely be saying in speaking part three. There are often questions about news and media in speaking part three and writing task two. So what are some other examples of nouns with an S that are actually singular?
Hey guys, thanks for listening today to the podcast. We want to make sure that you are aware of our free 2-minute quiz that you can take to find out what you would get if you took the IELTS exam today. You can find it at allearsenglish.com/myscore, and you'll get your estimated band score and free resources at your level. So check it out today, allearsenglish.com/myscore. So some countries like, or cities, Brussels, the city Brussels. Brussels is a beautiful city, even though it ends with an S. The United States, right? Ends with an S. The United States is a giant country. This is so complicated when they end with an S because it tricks you. You're used to thinking, oh, that's plural.
Yeah, I see mistakes with United States all the time in writing, right? Often it's forgetting the. So
true.
There are some countries that are, the system is based on a republic system of governance, right? Where it's a group of something. Like we are a group of states, right? So Czechoslovakia, the Republic of Czechoslovakia. So if that is, this is so confusing, but if that is the system of governance, then you have to have the. So the United States, right? The Czech Republic. So there's a short list of countries that need the before it. I highly recommend you memorize that short list, guys, because you might end up speaking or writing about these countries. So again, the United States, singular. It is one country.
In spite of the S.
unless you're talking about all the states, right? But yeah, that's a different context. Mm-hmm. I like that Brussels ends in an S as well. So that could be tricky, right? But again, Yes. That is singular. And also, a game like billiards, right? I say pool. I know they're two different games, but I call it all pool. But billiards is my favorite game. That is, I could see a lot of people making that mistake.
Yes, exactly. Or boules. I'm going to throw this out there. Very popular in Europe. We call it bocce in the United States, but it's with a S when you say boules. But boules is a great game. Bam. That's hard. Bam. It ends with an S.
All right. So another common IELTS topic, guys, is health, right?
Yes.
Very common IELTS topic in both speaking and writing. So here are a couple tricks. Some diseases that end in S are actually singular because that is the name, right? So for example, the measles is a disease you can be vaccinated for. Same with mumps. Mumps is a disease that you can be vaccinated for. So again, subject-verb agreement, it's treated as a singular is. Because actually, like measles, it's like a bunch of bumps, right? So like I understand why the name is a plural
Seems
noun.
Like. Yes.
But still, grammar-wise, guys, it is singular.
Yeah, and we usually won't say it with the, right? We'll just say measles is a very serious disease. Mumps is awful. I hope you never get it.
I don't know if anyone gets mumps anymore. Is that still a thing?
Vaccines, right? Three cheers for vaccines.
Yay, vaccines! I hope everyone is vaccinated. Okay. Another thing that you might talk about on IELTS is studies, your education, what you did in college, for example. So graduate school, I majored in linguistics. Linguistics, for me, is the most fascinating subject. So again, is.
Yes, and classics. This one is a little more tricky because if you're talking about a group of classic novels, yeah, you'll say these classics are fascinating. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about the study of classics, right? I'm studying classics, studying this literature. Classics is a fascinating field of study.
Exactly. So if it's the name of your major, right? And again, guys, we're teaching you these really finite grammar rules because these are things people say on IELTS. And I guarantee you, you'll probably use one of these words at least in speaking or writing, right? And like statistics as well, right? So these fields of study, these majors, these departments, if it's ICS, if it's the name of that department, field of study, or major, it's treated as singular, right? For example, I've heard statistics is the toughest class.
It's very difficult.
So again, it's so surprising.
It is so surprising when they end with an S. But you guys, I'm telling you, you're welcome. This is great information. Now you know. I feel really good about myself for sharing this. And I think I'm going to forward this to a lot of my native speaker friends that I have heard make these mistakes.
I know. Oh my gosh. Okay, guys. So definitely watch or listen to this episode a couple times and take note on these grammar items, guys, because they will bring down your grammar score if you make these mistakes. Like Aubrey said, there's just basic mistakes you don't want to make on IELTS speaking and writing, such as subject-verb agreement. And guys, remember, we have a free IELTS quiz for you. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore or allearsenglish.com/IELTS quiz. They go to the same place. Take a quiz, get your free estimated IELTS band score and resources.
I noticed you let me take a little credit there. We have created. That's so nice of you. You're such a generous person.
I give and I give. Just kidding. All right, guys. Guys, you don't want to miss these videos. Subscribe to IELTS Energy TV on YouTube. All right, Aubrey. That's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.